Welcome to Attorney Heart, the podcast focused on bringing awareness to and promoting attorney well-being. Join Attorney Heart as you embark on a journey to improve the quality of your professional and personal life. And now, here's your host, Fernando Flores. Looking up, there's always sky. Rest your head, I'll take you
high. We won't fade into darkness. Hi, everyone. This is Fernando, your host of the Attorney Heart Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Today, I'm really excited to talk to you about a tool that I have used extensively over the years to help me accomplish a lot of the goals that I have set out for myself, in particular, the health and holistic wellness goals, right? All of those small decisions every day that really lead up to good health. I have definitely used this strategy over and over again, and that is called the Vivid Vision. And the first time that I heard it was from Cameron Harold. He's a speaker, a best-selling author, and I read one of his books, and it really, it really resonated with me. And he talked about it in the context of like the business world, but I actually over the years implemented it in the context of my health and wellness, right? And I still use it to this day. I still have continued health goals and exercise goals and, you know, nutrition goals, and I still use it. And it's really, really powerful. And I wanted to share it with you in case, you know, you are trying to move to a place where you are putting yourself first a little bit more, if not a lot more, right? And you are trying to figure out how can you do it in a way that fits with everything that you have going on in your life, right? A lot of times what happens is when we make strides for purposes of our health and our wellness and we start moving in a direction that is healthy for us, right? Sometimes based on the support that we are getting externally from us, like our loved ones or the people that, you know us, our friends, if we make those changes and they start seeing changes, we may or may not have, right, the best support network for us to make those changes because we have been living from a place where now we're requiring change, right? And folks may or may not be ready for the changes that you are about to make, right? And so as you move forward, it could be that some folks perceive your move to putting yourself first, your move to prioritizing your self-care as selfish, right? But as I have mentioned before, self-care is another form of selflessness, right? Self-care allows you to not lose yourself in the selflessness that you engage in through your work and through any other, you know, form of support that you provide to your family and your friends and anybody else, right? So seeing self-care as a form of selflessness is one small shift, right? But the particular tool in terms of the Vivid Vision is really asking, okay, what do I see for myself if I put myself first instead of last, okay? And it really is about asking questions, all right? And then just taking some time to close your eyes and vividly envision how you see yourself putting yourself first. What does that look like? What does that sound like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like, right? And the more detailed that you can be in your response to each of these questions, right, the more clarity that you're going to have about what that looks like exactly. More importantly, how can I move forward to creating that space, right? That's a question that a lot of folks have a really tough time with, you know, because you might be able to see it, but then it becomes, an issue in terms of being able to move toward it. And so, but the very first step is just vividly envisioning it and creating a vivid vision of, you know, how you see yourself when you put yourself first instead of last, right? And so just take 10 minutes, right? It could be anywhere 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on how long you want to make it. depending on how vividly you want to get into it, depending on how important that particular health and wellness goal is for you at this point in your life, right? And then what you do is you write it down. Everything that you're seeing, everything that you're feeling, everything that you're hearing, you write it down, right? And that vivid vision is basically the initial step of what's going to drive you to how you want to move forward, right? From here on out, right? How is it that you want to put your health first? How is it that you want to put your wellness goals first? And then you just start answering those questions, right? Because a lot of times we get into a slump, or, you know, we try to move things forward and then we fall out and we fall, we stumble and we don't know how to get back into it. So if you are going through that and you're like, I just don't know, it was just so hard, like, it's okay, right? One of the things that I like to say, you know, a lot of folks are sometimes uncomfortable with the struggle, right? But life involves struggle, right? Life is struggle sometimes, if not a lot of times, right? And it doesn't have to be that you experience pain and suffering, right? As a result of the goals that you are setting for yourself, as a result of your attempt to change things for the better, as a result of you attempting to put yourself first, maybe for the first time in your life, right? There doesn't need to be pain and suffering associated, but struggle is okay. We all struggle, right? I struggle, right? I try to go in and exercise every week on top of everything else that I have going on. It's a struggle, but it's one that I am willing to take on every day, every week, every month, every year, because it is important to me. And I've seen my vivid vision. And have you seen yours? And if you haven't, now is a good time to do it. All right. Well, as always, I'm wishing you great health. And if you ever need any support in relation to moving your health and wellness goals forward, do not hesitate to reach out. And I would be more than happy to provide you with just some guidance and support in terms of, you know, how is it that you need to adjust to be able to make things happen for you. And remember, the more that you're able to do that, the more that you will be able to provide support to everyone in your circle. Or maybe you'll be able to make decisions in terms of, you know what? I no longer want to provide this type of support to this person, right? I feel that it's a very one directional situation where it's just me, me, me. And you start seeing things in a different way, right? And that's okay too. All right. Well, I wish you nothing again but great health, and I look forward to catching you at the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. This is Fernando, your host of Attorney Heart. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel. And if it can benefit anyone that you know, please share it. Attorney Heart is brought to you by iMatter Now. iMatterNow. Please make sure to check our website at imatternow.com. Again, imatternow.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Every day presents an opportunity to engage in self-care. And remember that it is not selfish to take care of your well-being. It is necessary. So take care, and connect with you on the next Attorney Heart episode.